Right, it's good to be in God's presence this morning, and we're going to take a reading from Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, and the streams rose, and the winds blew, and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law. And so Jesus has given us a picture here of how to recognize a true Christian. It's by their fruit that you will recognize them. To be Christ-like. What is it to be Christ-like? Is it to be religious? Is it to go to church and to go through all the motions that people do that go to church? Being faithful to go to church every Sunday? Is that being Christ-like? What does Christ-like mean? Christ-like means is to be Christ-like. It means to be like Jesus. And so to be Christ-like, it's very easy to understand what Christ-likeness is, because all we have to do is read the Bible. And all we have to do is look into the Gospels and study the life and practices of Jesus Christ. What was Jesus like? Well, you know, I am sure that people don't really understand what Christ-likeness is, because we seem to, there's all these kind of things we have to do to be Christ-like. But to be Christ-like is to be like Jesus, and Jesus was a very nice person. That's a good starting point, isn't it? We know he was a son of God. He was God incarnate, God in the flesh. He came to his own. Thank God he came down from heaven. He was born in that manger, the incarnation. God became a man in Christ to reconcile the world unto himself. He came down from heaven. He was born. It was a miraculous conception in Mary's womb. The Christ was born. And then he grew up. And he had a family. There were people around him. He didn't have a family. He was in a family. Brothers and sisters. Although he has the larger family now. All those who are born again. But his brothers and sisters would have known him. They would have known what he was like. And the Bible gives a very clear picture of what Jesus was like. He was a very nice person. He was kind. He was loving. He was compassionate on the suffering. And he understood people. But he could also see people's motives. He could see whether they were genuine or not. And when he saw people who had the devil in them attacking the truth that he was trying to proclaim, so that the people who were genuinely humble wanted to receive it. He would speak the word of God to them and correct them. We find at times in the Bible where this Christ, Jesus, this kind, compassionate, loving God would have to reprimand those that kept attacking the truth. And he hasn't changed. Because we know that Jesus' lifespan on this earth was just above 33 years, and then he went back to heaven. And he sent the Holy Spirit. And he came. And on the day of Pentecost, the church was born. And those who believe in Jesus Christ are justified by faith in him. And so the life of Christ carries on in all those who are called Christians. So Christians, the Bible tells me, are becoming more like Christ. And this is the fruit that we need to look for in a person who calls himself a Christian, because today there are many people who call themselves Christians who are in fact not Christians. Because you can recognize them by their fruit. They're not Christ-like. They are not loving. They are not kind. They are not compassionate. And some of them are nasty. Some of them have a personal, it's an vendetta against the truth and attack the truth that is coming forth from those who are proclaiming it. This is not Christ. This is Antichrist. This is the spirit of Antichrist. And very often these people that are attacking the truth in those who are proclaiming the truth say they are Christians. But my answer to that today is that Jesus prophesied that people would come in his name, but they would have another spirit. And there would be another gospel. And it would be another Jesus. And that spirit they would receive. When in fact they think that is the Christ spirit, the spirit of Christ, it is the Antichrist spirit, because he will come in my name, he said. And they receive that spirit. And you can always tell people who have that spirit, because they turn against those who have the genuine spirit of Christ and try to assassinate the characters and everything they do. This is the devil's work, to try and take the ground from under them, to try and silence them from proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the truth and biblical, sound biblical teaching. These people are in fact fighting against God himself and will receive the judgment of God. And some of them are patting themselves on the back and say, nothing will touch me. But in the end it will. As I have experienced many times in my own life, as I have proclaimed this word many times, you reap what you sow. And I've seen people looking at me and when carrying on in the sin, doing the things that they shouldn't be doing. But at the end of the day, it might have taken 10 years, sometimes 2 years, sometimes a year, it doesn't matter. The fact is that this is a universal law that God has set in the universe, and he hasn't altered it. You reap what you sow. If you attack God by attacking his truth coming through his servants, then you'll reap what you sow. It will come back on you. And if you think you have something in Christ, it will destroy what remains. Because it will be a judgment of God. That's what it actually means. You will reap what you sow. So there's a difference between a person who has Christ and a person who doesn't have Christ, because we have here in the Bible, it is written, watch out for false prophets. False prophets have the spirit of Antichrist. They're against Christ. They're against Christ's people. They'll do anything to make them look bad, to try and shut them up. This is the devil trying to stop the truth going out. And when we are proclaiming the truth, we must carry on proclaiming the truth. They come to you in sheep's clothing. In other words, they come in disguise. They come as Christians. And in the name of Christ, they actually use the Bible against the born-again Christians who are proclaiming the truth. And try to use the word of God. As I have said many times, anybody can use the scriptures to back up what they believe. You could find scriptures to back up almost anything you believe. This is why there are so many cults in the world today. That those who have the Spirit of Christ are led into all truth, to proclaim the truth, to guide into all truth, and they're not trying to adapt the truth to suit their own reasonings, or their own thoughts, or their own philosophies or theologies, like so many do, who are using the name of Jesus Christ and attacking the true servants of Jesus Christ. They come to you in sheep's clothing. But inwardly they are ferocious wolves, because they have the nature of the wolf, the devil himself. This is the spirit of Antichrist. It is the spirit of hate. It is the spirit of destruction. When people are attacking the truth that is coming from you, then know this, that they are wolves in sheep's clothing. They are ferocious wolves who have the spirit of Antichrist. By their fruit you will recognize them. Now why they are attacking those people who have the truth in them? Do you see kindness? Do you see joy? Do you see love and peace in these people? This is the fruit of Christ. This is Christ's likeness. And if you do not see these things, then be sure of this. They're on the wrong side. They're on the side of the enemy. But what you will see in these people is a nasty spirit in some of them, or a deceiving spirit, and the motives behind what they do and say are wrong. They're not in the spirit of the Lord. They're not operating and walking in the spirit of the Lord. They're not walking humbly before God. They're not representatives of God. And yet they will come and say they're representing God. To them will be the greater judgment, for the very fact that they are using the Bible against the people of God who are trying to proclaim the truth. And they're coming in the name of Jesus Christ and telling lies and propagating their false doctrines. The Bible tells me speaks to me about those people and says, woe to them. Because it's blasphemy when you use the name of Jesus Christ to propagate error or attack the truth. It is blasphemy against God, and there will be a greater judgment. You see, God's book, the Bible, is a holy book, but misuse it. Use it for your good. Use it. If you're born again, use it. Let it speak to you. Let it build you up. Let it edify you. Let it be your guide for life. Let it be your manual for Christian living and conduct. It's for the Christian. And it's for those people who are searching for the truth with a humble spirit. But for those who pick it up and use it as a tool for the enemy against the truth, woe to them. There will be a judgment. There will be a reaping. And it won't be a pleasant harvest. You can't alter the word of God. A man will sow what he reaps. If he sows to his flesh, he will reap destruction. But if he sows to his spirit, the good things of the spirit, the love, the joy, the kindness, the peace, the long-suffering, all those fruits of the nature of Christ, then he will reap everlasting life. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes? You can't take a grape off somebody who has the Antichrist spirit, something nice, good fruit, can you? There's no good fruit there. It's like handling a prickly thorn bush. The lethal. Or can you take figs from thistles? Have you ever tried to grab hold of a thistle? That's what these people who have this Antichrist spirit are like. But likewise, every good tree bears good fruit. We know the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22, 23, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, humility, all those lovely things. All that lovely fruit was what Jesus was like and is like, and that's what he wants to see in his people. But God says in his word, abide in me and let me abide in you, let my word abide in you, you'll become more like me, you'll become fruitful. and there will be a blessing and reward for fruitfulness in your life. You see, the most important thing to God is not so much what you do for him, although he does want us to be obedient. That's what discipleship is. But it's how much is changing inside of us to become more like Christ. Because at the end of the day, we might not see it now, the changes in us. But on that day when we stand before Jesus Christ, it says that we will see him as he is, and we will see what we've got. But the Bible tells me if we do the things and walk in obedience to the Spirit of the Lord and do what he says, that we will be changed day by day, even by the Spirit of the Lord, to become more like Christ. So the evidence is humility. The evidence is, if you've got what Jesus had, then you are Christ-like. Now, we can't be perfect like Jesus, but we're getting there day by day as we surrender to God and we let him change us. We will become fruitful. And God, what is God looking for in your life? How frantically you're working for him? Is he looking for that? No. He's looking for obedience. Yes, daily you do what you've got to do as unto the Lord. But more than anything else, God is looking for fruit. He's looking for that love in you, that kindness, that humility, that long-suffering, that sweetness of Christ. And if he can see that, I'll tell you, do you want to bless God today? Be like that. Walk. Surrender to God. Walk in humility before the Lord. Walk in the Spirit of the Lord. And as you do each day, it's not so much what you do for God, it's what God does in you as you walk humbly before God. Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit. But let me just finish with that and keep all that in mind, because this is what God is looking for. Fruit. Fruit in your life. The fruit of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Bless it to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.